Imagine this, a frantic client call 3 days before launch. The team is stalled, options are endless, and approval is nowhere in sight. Then someone says, "What if we use only 2 colors and 1 bold shape? Suddenly, the logo lands, the homepage looks focused, and the campaign gets signed off by Friday. That single, deliberate limit saved the project and changed the result. Today, we're unpacking how to make that kind of constraint your secret weapon.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
In each episode, we'll dive deep into the art of crafting logos that don't just mark a brand, they ignite one. We'll unpack illustrations that leap off the page, transforming marketing magic into magnets that draw the right people straight to your door.
Today, we'll cover 3 big things. First, why constraints actually boost creativity. Second, 3 studio-ready frameworks, time box, palette limit, and medium rules. And third, a runnable 60 to 90 minute constraint sprint that you can test this week. Stick around for a 1 minute imagination break and downloadable templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Segment 1. Foundation. Let's start with the why. Psychology research and creative practice both point to the same truth. Too many choices paralyze. When a brief says, "be anything," what a client hears is, "I don't know." Constraints translate ambiguity into decision points. They reduce cognitive load, speed iteration, and force prioritization, 3 things every studio wants. Here's a studio story. We had a wellness client with a sprawling brief, "Make us feel calm, modern, playful, and premium." After a week of aimless sketching, we set a rule: 1 typographic mark, 2 colors, and a single photographic style for hero images. The result? Approvals came in 2 rounds instead of 8, and click-through rates on launch assets rose by double digits. Constraints sharpened the brand signal and made marketing decisions easier.
Constraints also cut friction at approval time. When you deliver 3 tightly defined concepts instead of 20 loose options, stakeholders can compare apples to apples. That clarity leads to faster decisions and fewer "one more tweaks" emails.
A quick caution. Constraints need to be purposeful. The goal is freedom through focus, not a creative cage. Frame them as strategic choices tied to business goals: faster time to market, clearer brand recall, or higher conversion rates. When stakeholders understand the why, they're more likely to back the constraint. Segment 2. Deep dive. Tools and frameworks. Let's get tactical. Framework 1. The time box. Set 20, 40, or 90 minutes for ideation, and commit to producing whatever you can in that window. Time pressure forces prioritization and reduces perfectionism. Audio demo? Grab a sketchpad now and set a 20-minute timer. Your job? 3 thumbnail concepts. No polishing, no digital rescue. Framework 2. Palette limit. Choose 1 dominant color, 1 accent, and 1 neutral. No exceptions. This immediately gives every piece unity and makes assets feel like they belong together. Pro tip: pick the dominant color for contrast where conversion matters, CTA buttons, headlines, or focal illustrations. Framework 3. Medium rules. Define rules for the platform you're designing for: single screen hero, animated social card, or print poster. For example, for a social hero, restrict elements to 5 layers and use only system fonts to reduce load times and maintain legibility. Those rules speed production and keep creative deliverables aligned with performance needs. Now, an audio-friendly demo for a quick digital workflow. Open your favorite design app, create an artboard, lock the background to your chosen neutral, place 1 large shape as the focal point, apply your dominant color, and block in typography with your accent color. Don't refine. Just block. This roughness helps clients evaluate structure and hierarchy rather than pixel-level choices.
Measurement tips. track approval rounds, time to first draft, and early performance signals like CTR or engagement. When you can say, we cut approvals from 5 rounds to 2 and increased click-through by 18%, constraints become a business case, not just a design fad.
Segment 3, real-world application. I want to walk you through a case study, a regional cafe brand that needed a fast identity for a new breakfast menu. We rerun the brief under constraints. 60-minute sprint, 2-color palette, warm brown and sunshine yellow, and a single illustrative motif, an abstract croissant. The sprint produced 3 viable marks. We tested them in a quick Instagram poll and used the winner to build hero imagery in print, all within a week. Results? Higher foot traffic on launch weekend and simplified merchandising decisions.
How to brief clients. Present the constraint as part of the brief. Say, to help us deliver fast and focused options, we'll time box our exploration to 90 minutes and limit the palette to 2 colors. This helps us get to a decision faster and reduces revision cycles. That transparency builds trust and sets expectations.
Your listener-friendly 60 to 90 minute constraint sprint. Step 1. Clarify the goal in 1 sentence. Step 2. Choose your constraint model. Time box, palette, or medium. Step 3. Set a 60-minute timer and produce 3 rough concepts. Step 4. Quick internal review for 10 minutes. Step 5. Present 1 recommended direction to the client with the rationale tied to conversions or brand clarity. We have a downloadable sprint template at mgwdstudios.com/submit to guide you through each step.
Imagination break. Try this live with me. 1 minute. Set a rule. 1 color only. 5 shapes maximum, and 1 word to inspire. Bold. Ready? Start your timer. Sketch 5 compositions using only that color and shapes. I'll wait.
How did that feel? Restricting color and element count forces you to find stronger relationships between shapes and space. That's the point. Constraints uncover clarity.
Key takeaways. First, always start with a client's story. Tie the constraint to a business goal. Second, use 1 of 3 frameworks, time box, palette limit, or medium rules, to focus decisions. Third, run short sprints and measure approvals and performance to turn constraints into proof points.
Try this. Run a 60-minute sprint this week using the palette limit. Share your result with us. Drop it at mwgdstudios.com/submit so you can access the sprint template and our feedback form. Even small experiments will change how you approach briefs.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparks something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. Templates and sprint downloads live at mgwdstudios.com/submit. For custom logos that convert, visit mgwdstudios.com.